This is that story show where we put your hilarious real-life stories into the spotlight. Clean comedy for ages 13 and up.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Podcast people, I'm your host. My name is James Kennison, and John Steinklauber is not here because he is dropping off his kid halfway across the country. I think it's going to be good for both of them. You know, John not being having to be the father that he really never was anyway, and his son, who was homeschooled, just getting his butt spanked by life, you know, like real life without mom there. It's a good thing. In his place today, I have the honor of introducing you guys to former writer for Babylon Bee and current host of the upcoming Shift Storm podcast. Welcome to the show, Chris Cowan.
Hey, thank you so much.
Welcome awesome back to the show, always. I should say.
Yeah, well, it's been like 5 years.
Has it really?
Yeah, it's wild.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
It was funny because last time... I made a joke like, okay, after this episode, you're not going to let me back on for a long time. And here we are,
oh,
5 years later.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. I blame you.
Yeah, okay. I'll take it.
Chris is going to be at NarthexCon, you guys. So I figured if you hadn't heard from him for a while, you need to, because he is going to bring his show, Shift Show, to or Shift Storm. to
it's gonna be a Shift Con. Show.
Yeah, sure. It is going to be a Shift Show. And he's going to interview me and do an interview, and it's going to be fun. And, I'm excited about it. I'm very excited. He's flying in all the way from California, and we're glad to have you back. I'm sorry it took 5 years.
That's okay.
You look good. You haven't changed a bit, except I thought those were gauges in your ears, but those are, no. iPod earbuds, right?
They're AirPods. Yeah, AirPods. I got the AirPods. Haven't done the gauges yet.
Yeah. But it's good, though. It's good.
I think I got a little more facial hair going on than last time. I've been working a little bit on that.
Right. So. I mean, do you grow it easily, or does it take you a while?
No, this took me all 39 years to get to this.
So you haven't shaved once in your life.
I haven't shaved once. Started working on it when I was two.
I've been using eyebrow pencils to help here and there. It's some weird eyebrows that I pulled out and just re-glued. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Well, it looks good. You look good, man. I
went to Turkey for one of those, you know, where they take your follicles and they implant them.
Oh.
Normally it's on your head.
Oh, I didn't
fill
know.
In the
I'm
going
to have to do some Googling.
it's a thing.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
I went to my chiropractor the other day, and I show up, and he's got like his head is covered with these like tiny little red scabs is what they are. and it looks horrible. And I'm like, what happened? He's like, I went to Turkey and got my hair.
No.
Hair follicles transplanted. And it's like a 6-month process. And
no in the meantime, way.
It looks rough. Yeah.
And then after that, yeah, you look like a doll's head. Like yeah, from the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I've seen it done where it looks, they've improved the technique a little bit. So it doesn't look quite like a Ken doll, but
really, yeah. Well, no way, man. Just make me bald. You know, I've already decided. I mean, you see how high my forehead is. It is, but yeah. It's been this high since 1991. If you look at my senior picture, I've always had a forehead you could show a widescreen movie off of. Like, yeah. Like any of the New Kids on the Block. I mean, all those guys had big foreheads except for the youngest. So anyway, but the minute they start connecting, like right in here, you know, and they leave a little puddle of hair on my forehead.
Start creating a hair island.
Yes.
That's where you gotta, yeah.
It's gone. I don't, nope.
No.
Taking it all away. So John usually provides us with a dad joke. So I have to fill in.
Okay.
All right. So when I was a kid, you could go to the store with a dollar and come home with 2 bags of chips, 3 candy bars, and a cold drink. Nowadays, they've got cameras everywhere.
That's pretty good.
Hey, I got to laugh. I'll take it. Yeah. I have to save those. You seriously could go, though, with a dollar, and you could get 10 pieces of candy. And
yeah.
Because now or later's were like a nickel. And Cherry Chans, which are probably racist now, you know, all kinds of boxes of candy for a dime, you know. And mom would actually do that for us. Every birthday, she'd just give each kid a dollar and then go down to the mom and pop store and buy the birthday kid a bunch of candy. And then you would sit there and watch them eat it and beg, just beg. Can I have a lick 'em stick, please? Can I dip it in the powder after you've licked it, please? You know?
Yeah.
So
I'm like, I'm a huge fan. Like I get flack for this, but I love the penny candy. That's the strawberry and then the Werther's. Like I like the old people candy.
Oh, really?
The stuff that you can't find it in any store, but old people always have it.
Yeah.
They
get it from Cracker Barrel because Cracker Barrel has all that old stuff.
Okay.
They don't have candy cigarettes though, dude. I thought I found a pack of candy cigarettes at a grocery store the other day, and I smiled. I was like, dude, I'm gonna buy me some candy cigarettes, and it turned out to be a box of mints. But it looked like a little.
You can find them. I've found them, but they call them candy sticks.
Ah,
but they're totally.
But
they're totally packaged exactly like a pack of cigarettes.
Do they have one tip painted red? Like
no,
for the fire.
They're just white.
Oh, the sea.
But they do have powder on them. So when you like pretend to you blow on them and then you get a little puff of powder. I've seen them.
They've
like
upgraded
they have
upgraded them. They've upgraded them. That's so great. Yeah, I mean, Big League Chew is still out there. You can buy it on Amazon. Yeah. So, you know, not all the bad stuff is gone. I swear, right at the end of my high school career was the gross candy push. Like,
oh, yeah.
Gummy tongues, you know, stuff like that. I can't even think of, like, thumb suckers. I think there were thumb suckers. And baby bottle pops and all kinds of little weird stuff. Nothing ever came of it. But anyway, just weird stuff to think about.
Yeah.
We always start with an opening story. This one's called Tough Love by Lori from Texas. When I was in high school in a family town in Nebraska, I attended a youth group at my church. And there were about 10 boys and 8 girls in that youth group. Let's just say I was not one of the popular girls. That's a shame. I never was either. One winter.
I actually was.
Really? Yeah,
I don't like to brag about it, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's all in what you wear and how you present yourself. One winter, the boys decided to select one girl after each evening service to chase and blast with snowballs. And weeks went by and I was never the chosen one. Oh, girls are weird. Can I say that? I'm not sure why I wanted to be chosen, but I did. You wanted to be chosen because you wanted to be pretty. You wanted to be one of the pretty girls. And that's what makes you a little weird. I took this.
You wanted the attention. That's clearly a bunch of boys paying attention to a girl.
And I'll say this too, just to balance it out so I don't get in too much trouble. There were these two girls that liked me so much in sixth grade. And the way they expressed that like was to beat the crap out of me. They would punch me in the arm in the same spot over and over and over. And they'd, because I would say stuff, funny stuff, and then they'd be like, James! Bam, bam, bam. And I don't know. I loved it.
Yeah.
I didn't like them. They wanted me to go out with both of them at the same time. We didn't know what love was then, see? So but I didn't like that idea, and I didn't like them, but I liked being punched. So it makes me weird too. Anyway.
All right. We'll have to unbox that at some point.
Yeah. That'll be on my personal audio journal. No, so.
Yeah. Or maybe we'll unpack that when you're on my show.
Oh no. We'll do it. Forgot you're going to go digging deep. Anyway, it was, I wanted to be chosen. I took it as a sign of acceptance. The boys started to cycle through the popular girls for a second time.
Oh no. They went through the popular girls twice before they got to her.
That's terrible. One Wednesday night, The boys finally selected me. I knew at the time it was a mercy pick. They were probably told to pick me by one of the popular girls. It was the end of snow season and the snow had melted and refroze several times. Well, I was enjoying the attention anyway. Poor thing. They didn't have counseling back then. Not for teenagers. No.
No.
And youth groups didn't care. They just wanted you to stay out of the back seat of the cars with the boys. That was the main thing. And no rock and roll and no drugs. And if you were clear, then that was good for them. She says, I was enjoying the attention. One boy threw a packed ice ball at my face near my mouth. Wow.
Oh my God.
That one hurt, I thought. And I started feeling a warm liquid slide down my face. My home was close to the church, so I just ran. And I look in the mirror, and the boys didn't follow because I think they knew something was up. And I saw, staring back at me, a quarter-sized hole in the right side of my upper lip.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. See what trying to be popular will get you, Lori? Yeah. Yeah. My mom came in about that time, and she said, first thing, before, are you okay? You know, how'd this happen? Who do I need to kill? She just said, you're going to need stitches. So I was crying and I said, I don't think I need stitches. My mom started to explain that without stitches, I would have a deformed lip that would hang down.
Just, oh my gosh.
Yes. Boomer parents, man. You know, you're going to look weird if you don't let me take you to the doctor. For the rest of your life, your lip will hang down. Boys don't like you already, Lori. No. You were second draft pick. They had to mercy pick you. They hit you. You're lucky they hit you with a piece of ice. This is part of the courting ritual here in Texas. My mom started to explain that you know what would happen. What a thoughtful mother. So off to the hospital, and I get stitches, and no one in the youth group said a thing about it, and the snowball blasting stopped for everyone. I only have a small scar on my upper lip as a reminder. Moral of this story, be careful what you wish for. Absolutely. Usually they miss the moral of this of their own stories, but this one I agree with. Yeah. Be careful what you wish for, because you might get it right in the lip. A quarter-sized hole. I don't need stitches, Mom. They didn't know about the super glue trick back then. Just super glue that lip right up. At least try it.
Yeah. Know?
Before you spend money at the ER. I don't know.
That's smart.
We got a review brought to you by podcagement.com. This is a weird one. It's from a guy named Futsa Fan. Futsa is a word me and my brother made up, and it means totally sick and awesome. So this show is a super futsa. And I did look up futsa, and it is not a word. It is not a word in any form. It has never been anybody's last name. So they really did make up futsa, F-U-T-Z-A. Wow. You guys are funny. I listen to an episode every night, and I go to sleep smiling. Keep up the futsa work. And I see that one sounded like a cuss word. Futsa fam. See, now it's ruined forever. Now I can't say it anymore. So please give us.
It's okay. You get to say it once per show because you're PG-13.
That's true. That's me saying it right there. That was it. So it's now a bad word. Please leave us an iTunes review if you haven't. It really helps the show. So thank you. Thank you so much. It's time for us to do a news nugget. All right. A woman calls 911 to report dealer for selling her bad meth. She said it's not what it was supposed to be. An alleged meth user landed herself behind bars when she called Indiana police to rat out her drug dealer, telling cops that the batch was not what it was supposed to be. Sarah Harris, 34, at the time, was arrested in Indiana after calling 911 twice.
Wow.
The first 911 caller tried to give mercy. You know, sweetheart, you really don't want to call this in. No, yeah. I do. I'm calling back. Three numbers. It's about the only thing I can handle right now. Anyway, she called 911 twice to report that her methamphetamine was not what she expected. She handed it over to the police in Bedford, hoping they would test its authenticity. Can you check this out? It's not a gun buyback program, you know? It doesn't work that way.
How do you test the authenticity? Like, do you actually, like, just have to use it? Or
I don't know. They get it to do a drug-sniffing dog? I don't know. If the dog goes crazy, you know, I don't know. Isn't it the rumor that all the dogs are addicted to the whatever they're sniffing out? Isn't that the rumor?
I hadn't heard that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what they say. I've been saying it since I was in high school anyway. They used to say, you know, them dogs are addicted to that stuff. That's why they freak out. But
it's probably about as true as Mr. Rogers being an ex-sniper for the military.
I heard he was, though.
Right.
I think he really was. Anyway.
He wasn't.
He wasn't really?
No, he wasn't. No.
Okay. Dadgummit.
I know. It's a great story.
Destroyer of dreams. That's what you are.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That's not the first time I've been called that. So.
she calls twice, explains the meth is bad, asks for a test of authenticity from the police. Harris explained that the meth left her feeling like she was having a heart attack and admitted to snorting a line, which caused a painful sensation unlike her previous experiences with meth. So she confessed to her illegal activity, seeking retribution against her dealer. As a result, Harris was charged with meth possession, a felony with a potential 30-month prison sentence. This incident is not her first encounter with the law, as she has prior convictions for theft, meth possession, and other offenses.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy. And order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Yeah, these are the people that you see on YouTube where they're getting arrested and they're arguing with the policeman about how the handcuffs hurt, you know, and how they're going to sue because you pushed me into a car and you kept me in a cop car. I'm suing your bad word because you kept me in a car. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's like my wife and I, when we were dating, she hit me in the arm.
You did a lot of meth?
Yeah, we did a lot of meth way before it even existed. And but we were dating and she sat next to me and she punched me in the arm because of something I said. I like getting punched, okay? And it hurt her hand. And she told me to apologize. And I'm like, there's no freaking way. You hurt yourself. You know? And so anyway, she wasn't on meth or anything, but there's just a certain kind of person out there, I guess, that just expects everything to go their way all the time. And you know, when you're buying meth, you're taking your life in your hands in more ways than one. There is no quality control. There is no one that's going to, I mean, I guess you could hire somebody, a hitman, but
we need like an underground, like we've got all these underground businesses, like, you know, drug smuggling and all that. Like we need like an underground quality control association.
You know,
just an independent underground quality control association.
I think you're right.
That and certifies illegal drugs.
I think you're right. And I think they could put them in all these subscription car washes that we have popping up all over the country. Because the rumor is that they're the new mattress firm, you know, that the mafia is funneling money through them. So you
money
could,
laundering,
you could, you could dangle your purchase out the window and they process it while your car's getting washed. And then they hand it back to you as quality, or they grade it maybe even and put a sticker on it and, or they upgrade you and charge you, you know, if they have to mix anything in it. But I feel bad.
I think we've got a good business idea. We'll talk after the show. We'll figure out the details.
All right. So we've got two things to discuss now. So Sarah Harris, 34, not doing a whole lot with her life. Those of you who are prayer warriors, pray for old Sarah Harris.
You know, the good thing about meth is, if you take enough meth, your dental bills go way down.
That's true. I was just going to say, pray, in a unique way, pray that her meth is good, you know, pray that she, cause that's what she would want. Come on.
That's true. You know,
these people get on, Twitter. I have a friend that does this and he's like, how can I pray for you today? And I always want to give some snarky response. I'm like, pray that I have enough packets of fruit punch mix for my water bottles, you know, because I have first world problems here. And if you asked Mrs. Harris what to pray for, she would say, pray my meth is good meth. And
it's true.
So, you know, you meet people where they are. And
I would just tell Mrs. Harris, like, you know what? That could be one of those unspoken prayer requests.
Come on now. I'm against those. Because every time,
spill the tea.
Every time somebody, some 70-year-old lady says, I have an unspoken, I'm like, that is, that's X-rated. There's something X-rated going on in her life, and she can't admit to it.
That's immediately where my head goes.
Exactly. And that is not good. That's not a good thing to do. It's like a comedian I heard say, he says, it's better to say the cuss word out loud than it is to allude to it. Because when you say it out loud, you're giving it to someone rather than planting it in their brain.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? Like when I go like this, what the are you doing? I just planted that inside your head rather than just saying, what the heck did you do? So,
right.
Anyway, let's do some stories.
Let me tell y'all a story.
All right, Michael from Oneida, Alabama says, I don't know if this will make it on the show, but here is a story about my dad. Okay, this is called Pesky Preview because next episode is NarthexCon and next episode is Pesky Parents. And so this one I wanted to pull to give you a little preview of what we're going to be doing. So I don't know if this will make it on the show, but I have a story about my dad. One day he was out, he was cutting a small log with his table saw and he wasn't paying attention and slice, the nail and the tip of his thumb got cut off.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. You don't cut round things on a table saw, first of all. And secondly, table saws are the most dangerous piece of shop equipment in the shop. They will get you. They will get you. So he told me, don't just stand there. Go inside and get mom. So that's dad's solution to everything, too. Just go get mom. Yeah. Get some leaves and mom. So I went in their room. This is middle school, by the way. So there is wrong. And I said stupidly, daddy cut off his thumb. But it took till my sister came in who said something more believable before my mom had the sense to take my dad to the ER to get stitches. And when they were gone, I looked around the table saw and I found the piece of his thumb he lost.
Oh my God.
I don't remember what we did with it. It's probably in a jewelry box or something. My dad's okay. He has about a half a thumb left, and that's all I remember. I hope this makes it on the show. Oh, crap. Sorry. Wrong one. Michael from Oneida, Alabama. So, daddy has half a thumb. He can't hitchhike for the crap, but he can't flip a coin. What else can't you do when you don't have a thumb?
You can only count to 9.5.
That's true. It's true. It's true. Can't, I don't know what else. You can't give a thumbs up, you know? Yeah. I don't know. Man, though, you know how you get cut or hurt and it takes like up to 15 seconds before you feel it?
Yeah.
I bet you that's the way that was. Like that thing just went whoop and he saw something fly off. He probably finished the cut and then he saw the blood. And then he looks down and sees like a little cross section of the inside of what his thumb looks like. And then the pain kicked in. And it's the worst.
Oh man.
You got time to regret it and everything. You're like, I'd have been looking for that thumb tip though, man.
Oh, I actually knew a guy who lost his hand that way.
Really?
Yeah.
We have a listener that lost three fingers.
Oh man.
To an exhaust fan. At his work, and then they fired him.
Dang, what?
Because they made him take the blame for it.
Oh, I know. He better have gotten some money out of
it. I know
that.
They're suing him. Or he's suing them or something like that. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I kind of lost track of things, but yeah, he's missing that thumb. That thumb thing though. I wouldn't be able to live without my thumbs. I don't. I mean, I guess a thumb tip, though, you can replace, if you're a magician, I don't know if you've ever done magic.
Ooh, that's
but
true.
Yeah. Thumb tips are a key part. I'm going to ruin some magic for some people. Have you ever seen a thing where people take a handkerchief and then they stuff it down in their hand and then poof, it's gone? Well, let me just tell you a little trick of the trade. I'll be the magician from the 90s that everybody hated that exposed all the magician's tricks. They have something, it's called a thumb tip on their thumb, and they're holding that little skinny little piece of silk. And then when they ball up their fist, they actually pop their thumb out of that thumb tip and they shove that thing down in the thumb tip. And the last thing they do before they show you is they stick their thumb back in there and they go, ta-da. And if you notice, their thumbs will be overlapping so that the seam of the rubber thumb tip, some of the thumb tips are really good, but the cheapy ones are probably not even the same skin color. And and then they can do it in reverse. And there's a guy on TikTok that's doing it with salt. He's pouring salt into his hands, and then he's showing it's gone. And then he pours out the salt in his hand. It looks so cool. It even took me a little while to be like, I know what he's doing. It's a stupid thumb tip trick. So imagine, though, the packing power this guy has now.
Oh, how many scarves? Regrow your thumb.
That's one way. I was thinking more that
that's
he has.
That's a trick I would do.
He has more room. He could shove four or five silks. He could put a freaking dove in there, and a little one, an infant. You know, like one of those so ugly they're cute ones, and it could be a miracle. A miracle. That's what they would say down in the South. That's a miracle, or it's witchcraft. One of the two. That's a Harry Potter stuff. This story's from Lori also. I usually don't do more than one story per person per show, but I was in a rough way this week. And Lori may have a lot of stories. Lori sent all her stories at the same time. So Lori from Texas writes one
Lori
call.
Show. That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, it's a Lori show. This one's called Faceball. And in the past, I was a teacher at a small Christian school in Texas, and I taught health class during first period. We talked about all kinds of health, including social and family health, and I enjoyed doing object lessons. Good Lord. You know who was the health teacher at my school? The coach. The basketball coach. The football coach. Because no one else wanted that job, and they had to have him teach something. And the only thing I remember him teaching us was that we needed to wipe from front to back. I don't remember anything else except for that birth video. Did you have to watch a birth video?
I didn't know.
It'll rock your world. I'm 50 years old and I still see the imagery from that birth video. Because all right, you know how movies.
I caught up pretty quick though because my kids were all home births.
Okay, so you did, but hold on. You know how. Movies like horror movies were filmed in the 60s and 70s, that look that they have. Well, that's the same film quality that was used on this thing. Like it was made by the Manson family cult. You know what I'm talking about? That look where everybody has long hair, even the doctor. And I felt like we were seeing something that was supposed to be on Faces of Death, which is another reference to a video that everybody saw back in the day. I don't know if you saw Faces of Death, but
That was was that the smoking one or was Faces of Death the smoking one or the?
No, Faces of Death was a video that was supposed to be about, it was a documentary that was about people really dying, like people really died in it.
Oh, and like it was, snuff?
Yeah, kind of like that. But everybody dared each other to watch it. And and I did. But it wasn't all about that. It was like they would go to countries that still sacrificed people.
Oh, dang.
And so they were investigating it. So that's how they got away with it, you know. But it was still real. Jeez. Like, I remember hearing about it when I was like 7. Like, there's a movie where the people really die. And at that point, the only movies I'd ever seen, because I was very sheltered, were Westerns. And I'm like, there's no way they could hire a person to get shot in a movie because you can't pay them, you know? My 6-year-old brain was too stupid, you know, too stupid to understand that it could be unintentional death, you know, like not the idea of the actor.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know how this show got so dark, but it did.
It got dark.
That's me.
It's the vibe I bring.
It's health. It all happened because of health. Oh, that stupid birth video. Ah, oh, anyway, and then wiping from front to back, which I don't know that I do. I don't know that I do it properly. So,
I, it's not something I put a lot of like conscious thought into.
Yeah, I'm more of a dabbler. I mean, a dabber. I'm a dabbler. I just fiddle around down there until it comes clean.
I've got a buddy who swears by bidets, and
yes.
I just have not worked up the courage to try it.
My brother-in-law has one, and I don't know, though. Do you still wipe once you've used it? I would imagine
you dry it off because it's all soggy.
Yeah, yeah. I don't
soggy bottom going on.
I don't want my cheeks slipping. You know, I'm comfortable with the natural friction, you know, that they have. So I don't know.
I mean, it does logically sound more clean. I just like.
Well, yeah, the Japanese people have it built in their toilets. You know, it's got to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I went to Spain one time for a ministry thing, and they had a toilet, and across from it, they had this toilet that kind of looked like a toilet, but it had a water fountain in the middle of it. And I didn't know how to use that, so I didn't use it. And I'm so glad, because it was a bidet and it was dusty. And so I could tell that nobody else used it either, because it was the house full of Americans. But I don't know. But my brother-in-law just has a sprayer that he attached to the...
Attached.
It's not like an official little hose that comes out and sprays upwards with a pulsing sensation. I got two issues. I got the butt. Do you still wipe? And then two, how cold is it?
Yeah. Ooh, I didn't even think about the temperature. Yeah. Man,
every time I've ever worked in the back tank of a toilet, it's been the coldest water in the house.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is it refreshingly clean? You know? I don't know.
I'm going to have to try it. My buddy, we hang out all the time.
Go to his house.
I got to just
go to his house.
I got to just go to his house. Be like, dude, I'm heading straight to the bathroom. Cause my body's needing to do this right now.
Yeah. I've been saving it up. I'm going to go in there and he'll be so excited. He'll be like listening at the door. Are you finished yet? Are you done yet? Do you need any tips? Have you considered that I've touched that thing every time I've pooped and I've never cleaned it once? Yeah.
Except here's the part that like you haven't even mentioned that scares me is he actually has told a story of how when he was new to the bidet,
dislodged early.
It loosened things up for him after he had left the bathroom.
No!
And he spoiled himself.
Gosh, yeah.
While there were people around, himself at like a party,
and rightly so. Rightly so. You're so good. You're too good for the rest of us. You're better than the rest of us with your bidet. I don't know.
So, anyway. I don't know. I think you got to be careful, like how you aim that thing. I would suspect.
Yeah, I would. I'd hate to lose track of it. And then you can't see. Does it come with a little dental mirror to where you can tell if you've got everything? How do you freaking know? Do you develop another sense? You know,
does your anus suddenly
start feeling different? I don't know. Right now, I go by sight. I go by sight.
You need a camera for it.
I think it's that final drying wipe, you know? It's like, oh, no, there's a lot more. So I need to get a water hose in here with a pulse sprayer. I need a freaking shower head. All right. Anyway, let's read this story. I don't know what's going on. So I enjoy doing object lessons in health class. That's what got us going dark, is I'm like, what kind of object lessons are we're going to wipe from front to back? Everybody gather around. We're going to line you up in two lines. We have one roll of toilet paper. Everybody's going to do one wipe, pass it back through between your legs, and the person that gets to the end of the line first wins. So I don't know. I don't know how else you would do it. So anyway, we were doing group juggling. Okay, that sounds healthy. The class would stand in a circle, and I had four tennis balls, and I would pass one tennis ball to a student, and that student would pass it to another student, and so on. And each person would always pass to the same person, and I slowly added in tennis balls until all four were in motion. And the student who threw the tennis balls back to me was a very confident young man and a baseball player. So on one throw, he threw the tennis ball with a little extra force, and kind of got high. He got kind of high. The tennis ball hit me square in the right eye, and it stung a little bit, but I blew it off. It was fine. The boy cupped his hands around his mouth and snickered, though. And even though I felt like he thought he had gotten one over on me, instead of reacting as I thought he should, I moved on with the lesson. I am not a prankster by nature, nor do I often try to get even. But I had one good prank a year in me, and I figured this would be a good time to pull it out. I knew the students would be in good sport. I knew the students would be good sports. The next day, I put an eye patch on. Before class, one of the girls came into the room and saw me and ran back into the hall, and I heard her tell the boy that it hit my eye, "You hurt the teacher." Slowly, the students trickled into the class, eyeballing me all the way to their desks. I just said hi and went around getting ready for class. And after the bell rang, I started to discuss my eye issues and how I spent the night in the ER. And the class was totally silent. This went on for a good 5 minutes. And then I slowly pulled off the eye patch. People were closing their eyes and cringing so they didn't have to see what was underneath. And I laughingly said, "Just kidding, I'm fine." So the students sat in silence for a second longer, and then everyone started laughing and joking. I really earned some cred points that day. Love the clean comedy show. Thanks for all you do, Lori.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Shallow water, Texas, man.
I love that all of Lori's stories are about like
getting pegged.
Yeah, just total injuries happening to her face. I just imagine she like has so many scars from all these stories that she like looks like Freddy Krueger now.
She looks like a very old John Wayne.
Yeah,
like you could tell from pictures from her youth that she was a very pretty woman, but now. You're just like, God, what has happened to you, Lori? Or over the years, what has happened? Well, there was that tennis ball incident in 63. There was that daggum ice debacle. My mom was wrong about my lip. It does hang open. And, you know, I've been lucky. I've been blessed. I found a blind man to marry, and we've had two beautiful children, at least the way I describe them to him. And, it's a wonderful life. So anyway, let's move on. Let's get on past this one. James from Harrington, Utah writes, cake mistake. All right. Lance was on a trip with a group of his colleagues. watching the AFC Championship game. This is a terrible story, by the way. It is terrible. I feel for this guy so bad. So Lance is the main character, and they're at a nice restaurant in Chicago. Toward the end of the game, one of his coworkers decided to order a big old slice of carrot cake. When it was brought, Lance thought, hey, that looks good. He hesitated, though, getting one himself because the game had ended and the NFC championship was about to start. So the group decided not to watch the NFC game at the restaurant, to go back to the hotel. All of them were getting into the Uber, and Lance says, you know what? If it's all right with y'all, I will go back and get that cake. So at the approval of the Uber driver and the others in the group, he went back inside to order some, and there was a large crowd, and $20 a slice. It was a long time coming before he got to order it at the bar. So as the Uber driver waited with the rest of the group on board, a light flashed, and a minute after, a police officer knocked on the driver's window, gave him a nice $100 ticket for being in a pickup zone and not moving along. So one of Lance's colleagues gave the driver $100 in cash for the inconvenience caused. That's a nice thing to do. But when Lance got back at the car, he found out what happened, and he insisted he pay the $100. So he did. And the group returned to the hotel, and Lance went up to his room to enjoy the rest of the game and his mouth-watering $20 carrot cake that he had been patiently waiting for. After enjoying some of the cake, he decided to put it in the little fridge in the hotel room. And when he opened the fridge, a small bottle of $40 hotel wine fell out onto the tile floor and broke. And in his anger, he threw the remainder of the carrot cake into the trash.
No.
Yes. It had now been rendered inedible due to the frustrations it had caused. I can understand that. Okay. It's not funny for Lance.
It's a cursed cake.
But at a total of $160 for a slice of carrot cake, it is way funnier for us than it was for him. James from Harriman, Utah. Some of these cities.
That's terrible.
It's a terrible thing. I got tickets when Iron Man came. No, Avengers. Avengers came out. And there's this one movie theater in my area that was going to show every Marvel movie that led up in a row.
Yeah.
It was a whole night and a day thing.
Yeah.
And I got there. There was no reserved seating. You know, you got there early. And I did. I got there early.
Oh, wow.
And my credit card was not being recognized. I had the wrong one. And long story short, it was like this story. It was like I was on the phone with freaking Fandango, and I just got through to the lady, but I'd given up on her, and I was driving back home to go get another form, you know, to print off something, because I couldn't print anything, you know, no smartphones in. But I hit a dead zone as soon as she got on the call and dropped it. I'd been on the phone for 25 minutes. You know, it was just this. I did a whole show on it, actually. And it was just a series of unfortunate events. But I did make it in the middle of a movie I had already seen. So it wasn't that bad. But man, all my other friends left. They gave up. I sat there all the way through the whole thing and loved it.
Really?
And everybody would get up and go to the bathroom and go get snacks, and I would steal their seats. And by the time Avengers came along, I was perfectly right there in the center, and I was hated by a good chunk of people, I'm sure. People are like,
worth it.
We're going to beat that guy after this is over. Chelsea, I'm just going to say her name's Chelsea, just for fun. In Lincoln, New England. I don't know what NE is. Nebraska? Anyway, my husband, Zach, is a corrections officer in Nebraska. A year ago, there was a staff assault. And it initially started with my husband and two other officers and three inmates. And it ended with a dozen staff responding and made national news. It was really bad. Wow. Yeah. My husband, however, was stabbed 5 times, kicked in the head, got a torn rotator cuff, and also PTSD and TBI. So he got hurt in the process of saving the life of a fellow officer who was running away from an inmate with a shank. And Zach pushed him from behind and grabbed the inmate, and you know the rest. Good Lord. Funny, funny story so far.
Yeah, this is great. This is great. I'm cracking.
Had to tell
why
you.
It's so dark. Why are these stories so dark? It's,
are you a wizard or something? Are you worshiping their dark lord? This convention that we went to was for honoring fallen officers and their families and assaulted officers and their families. But anyone in corrections is welcome. They had color-coded name badges, which is smart, for everyone. Green was for us, the attacked survivors and their families. Then there was red and black. I assumed black was for the families of fallen officers. And I went to the bathroom outside the hotel ballroom after one of the dinners, and I see this lady with a black name tag around her neck, and she was sniffling. And I felt so bad for her. So I assumed she was crying over her lost loved one. And I asked her if I could give her a hug. And she looked confused, and she said, oh, but I said, you just look really sad. And she agreed, and she let me hug her. And after that, she mentioned that she wasn't feeling very well and that she had a cold. And I suddenly realized why she looked so confused and explained to her that I thought she was crying because she had lost a loved one in the line of duty. And we both had a good laugh over that. Because as it turns out, the black tags were for visitors from corrections who weren't directly associated to the bereaved or the assaulted. See, red tags were for the fallen. And all weekend, I'd been expressing my condolences to the black tags all weekend. Oh, no. Like some bad omen in human form. I don't need the plane home. I flapped my bat wings all the way back to Nebraska. So she turned into a bat and flew away, basically.
Oh, that's awkward.
That is weird. It's so hard. Oh, that's the adult version of being on the toy aisle, turn around saying, hey, mom. And it's like some old dude.
Yeah.
So why does every kid have that story? Is it because it's random or because there's a lot of perverts out there that are hanging out on the toy aisle and standing next to kids? I just thought about that for the first time.
I think it's that every kid has the experience of being in a toy aisle, and that's exactly where they want to be anytime they go to the store with their parents.
Right.
And there's always going to be other people there shopping in that aisle. So I'm going with random. Maybe that's just how I like to look at the world.
I want to think of it that way too, but there's a dark side of me that worries about pedos. So I just wonder. I lived in an area in Florida that was pedo central, man. They had a whole trailer park full of them. Like they had a halfway house area, and there was a trailer park, and it was where they all lived. And when you looked up on the map to see if you were near a pedophile, there were dots everywhere. And I was like, where did I move? I moved here for a job with a church, and I got two youngins. And I mean, it was to the point that we had an outreach ministry to that trailer park that they did Bible studies and stuff. And I'm not saying they're not people and they're not deserving of God's grace and all that. I'm just saying that that I wonder if I didn't accidentally think one was my mom one time. That's all I'm saying.
No,
you know, why was, I mean, nowadays there's reasons for adults to be on the toy aisle. You know why? Cause there's Legos. Okay.
Cause there's Legos.
There's freaking Legos. And them Legos are not kid priced Legos. Those are adult grown up Legos. But at the time I was probably looking at like Nickelodeon slime. And why was that 45-year-old man right behind me? I don't know. I like to think it was because I was cute. Anyway, I got a couple of announcements. Don't look at me that way.
I got nothing. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, but I can see you, and your face was like, well, okay.
I'm just not going to touch that. That's...
Oh, I would talk about NarthexCon, but by the time you hear this, it's too late to sign up. So I hope you enjoy. If you're coming, it's going to be so awesome. And next episode will be that episode, and it will be out next Tuesday. So hope you enjoy that. We're Both Right is a show I'm doing with my wife. It is fun. It is funny. We just did one on money and how we were raised around money, and or actually not raised around money, and the weird things our parents did with our money and how they raised us to handle money. And it was such a big topic. We're actually going to cover it in a second episode and talk about how that carried over into our married life, how our two conflicting views on how money should be used, how we both had to come to an agreement where we were both right. So hats are still available, Etsy.com/NLcast. We're going to be trying to sell those at NarthexCon as well. Chris, you might just earn yourself a free hat. Are you a guy that wears hats? Yes. You don't strike me as a hat wearer.
I don't. I look like Tweedledee and Tweedledum when I wear a hat.
Well, you have great hair as the thing. I wouldn't put a hat on that hair.
That's the real reason. No, it's like my head is like big, and like hats look stupid.
Okay.
I look stupid.
Well, I'm the same way with
it. But I'll take a hat.
Every kind, but dad caps.
I love this show, and they'll take one.
Yeah, that's true. Dad caps I can wear, but those trucker caps and mid-size, you know, high rise caps and stuff like that, no, they don't look good on me at all. They don't look good. This podcast is possible because of our supporting listeners on Patreon. Get that Story Show premium, which includes ad-free listening, swag, and a weekly bonus podcast. Try it out for free for 7 days at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. Thanks to Acer Man. Oh man, he put a three in there. That just throws me off. Airman, who bought 10 lemons for us. If you're more of the one-time giver kind of person, you can go to thatstoryshow.com, click on support, and you can buy us a lemon. And he bought 10 lemons. And that's very nice. I actually did some artwork for him for free, I thought. And then he freaking paid me through lemons. So thanks for the lemons. Special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Kerry Wright, and Christopher Tynan. It's time for us to get out of here. Do you have a story that you'd like featured on the future episode? Sure you do. Submit your story today at thatstoryshow.com, where you can fill out a form or you can leave a voice message and do all this kind of stuff. Man, I am so looking forward to meeting you in person at NarthexCon. Thank you for being on the show, bud.
Yeah, thank you. You're this has best. Been awesome.
It was. It was mostly dark and weird, but it was great. It was my fault. I don't know what I take all the blame. But remember, when something weird, annoying, embarrassing, or painful happens to you, don't get stressed. Don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. See ya. Bye. Sometimes I sing. Just depends. Let's see.
I think you should see.
Okay, it starts right now. Here we go. My name is Lori. I got pegged in the face all my life. And now I'm lucky that I have a blind husband. I'm his wife. And I don't look like much anymore. I look like somebody used me to mop the kitchen floor. My lip is hanging down and my eye is kind of recessed. But you know what, with my husband, he's blind, so he's blessed. Cause he can't see the travesty that I've become. And I, you know, and I can see the difference in myself. And I need Mary Kay. Hey, do you know the difference between a guy that can see well and a guy that can't? A guy that can see well throws up when he looks at me, and a guy that can't? Oh, man, he looks deep in my eyes and he says, hallelujah.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beatyourprice.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price.
This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.